Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ray Kolb. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Connolly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin strikes out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Gardner moves to third. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gardner scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball four. Wood moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Severide moves to second. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp strikes out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Severide scores. Tobin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Jameson steals second. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a line drive to right field. Tobin throws towards the plate. Severide fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Severide. Jameson moves to third. Connolly moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive towards first. McInnes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wood strikes out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Neill hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Kolb can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-1 in the game. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball towards left. Jameson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jameson. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. There goes Sisler. The throw from O'Neill to second, and Sisler is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Uhel. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Uhel steals second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Uhel scores. Jameson moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins pinch hits for Ray Kolb. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Cedric Durst pinch runs for Pat Collins. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 3 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Tobin reaches second base with a double. McManus scores. Durst goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Browns. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tobin moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Foster moves to second. It's 4-2. Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Foster moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Sisler scores. Williams moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. James Edwards now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Severide strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-3 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McInnes scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Tris Speaker pinch hits for James Edwards. Joe Evans pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Jameson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.